The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good morning and welcome to our second hour of the Power Hour. Dave Krieger here with you, Friday, April 14, 2023. It is now 8 a.m. Central Time for those of you tuning in. And of course, a lot of you, and you remember what happened right around the St. Patrick's Day of 2020. That's when the lockdowns, the brainwashing via our media, the lies, the programming. And of course, then we had the cure. And you all trusted your government. You went out and you got the jab because of Operation Warp Speed. And you know who was patting himself on the back on TV and talking all about how wonderful he was and that he got a vaccine to market that's going to help everybody and save us all. And the government then became the god of over 220 million Americans who went out and blindly obeyed the government because they were brainwashed with fear. And then they were traumatized because they started having all sorts of adverse reactions because the junk that they were being injected with that they were told would stay in place didn't. It traveled all over their system and contaminated them. A lot of people said it was the mark of the beast. A lot of people became overcome with fear. Then people started dropping dead and families were in denial. And I even had a woman, like I said, on March 25th, when I was down in San Antonio emceeing the event, started yelling at me and claiming she had PTSD and that she was going to finish her bloody speech by golly, no matter what. And you just leave me alone and I'm going to talk and you just shut up. You see, this is how they have alienated everybody from each other. And see, this stuff, this has to stop. We got to stop it. This is why we have Feel Good Friday, and this is why we have Tim Murphy, Dr. Tim Murphy, I should say, PhD. He has a book out called The Christ Cure, 10 Biblical Ways to Heal from Trauma, Tragedy, and Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder. Maybe some of the people out there that were at the show that were families of victims who died of the jab and who died because they were murdered by hospital teams out there. You know, I mean, there's so much evil going on in the world that we need a way to restore because we don't want you giving up. That's half of what they're trying to do right now. Evil in the world is trying to make you quit. Because when you do that and you give up on life, then the next thing is Satan gets in your brain and you commit suicide, and we don't want that. So we have Dr. Tim Murphy, who is a licensed psychologist specializing in resilience and recovery from psychological trauma. He is the clinical director of Fortis Future. This is a center focusing on the care of veterans, military, and first responders with PTSD. Lord knows they need that. But there's a lot more people that need PTSD treatment, too, because of everything that's been happening to us. He consults on mental health and public policy, speaks extensively throughout the U.S., serving as a psychologist in the Navy Medical Service Corps, treating TBI, concussion, and PTSD, elected to the U.S. House of Representatives 8 times, where he championed landmark mental health reforms. Wow, what a bio, Dr. Tim Murphy. Welcome to the Power Hour.
It's great to be with you, Dave. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning. And see, the thing is we're all about Christianity on this show. And I know a lot of people, Dr. Tim, don't like to talk about religion. I don't like to talk about religion because that's man's take on everything. Spiritualism is totally different. I know that comedian Dale Jones always used to say that spiritualism was just another way for saying snooze button, you know, because going to church on Sunday didn't make you a Christian. But see, the thing is, we need Christ in our lives more than ever, right?
We do. And, you know, the way I look at it is, yes, religion is something that humans have put there, but nonetheless, there's a great value in having a place where we can gather together, we can learn from each other, we have a community of people supporting each other. That really is, you were talking a few minutes ago about one of the things that happened with COVID, and one of the greatest problems that occurred was the isolation between people. We're social beings. We want to be around each other, particularly adolescents, young adults, where their suicide rates, their depression rates, their drug overdose rates skyrocketed. And continue to be up there. It affected us all deeply. The elderly who were isolated in their homes, the worst thing you could do. And it was a trauma for many people. Now, I should say the real definition of trauma, however, is something that is life-threatening, something that is, life or limb-threatening, something that is deeply disturbing. It could be the death of a close loved one, being in a terrible auto accident. It could be the problems a soldier face, policeman, fireman face, financial disaster, being fired from a job. But what those do is they affect us physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And what I have found in all my years of practice is that we can do a lot with counseling. That's very valuable. Talk therapy is valuable. We can do some things with medication, but understand medication can change how you feel. It doesn't change how you think. It is important to have exercise and physical movement because we know the frontline offense against depression is being out and moving around. But what happens is there still is this hole in our soul, which I believe can only be filled with the presence of God. And so even when we look at studies about PTSD treatments for veterans, years after they've had treatment, many of them still have multiple symptoms. But what I have found in working with many, many people over many years, whether it was in the Navy or as a civilian, is that we need that. The Bible is filled with stories of people who have fallen and gotten back up. In fact, it really is a book of failure and redemption. And those are valuable lessons for us to learn from that have been around for thousands of years. And yes, psychological books are out there with research that says, here's things that work. But what my book has done is it's combined the stories from the Bible, particularly tracking the life of the Apostle Paul, who just had massive amounts of trauma through his life, and combining those elements together along with contemporary stories of people's failures, quite frankly, humbly, even my own, and saying there is a great deal of hope for all of us. We can be restored and renewed. And that's what I want to see happen to people.
Yeah, and see, the thing is, the Apostle Paul, as we know, he lost his head in Rome. Literally lost his head in Rome. He was beheaded. And see, that ended his suffering. But the thing is, you know, he was always the one that said, in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I have studied the Word of God in a ministry for 3 years, and so, you know, that's one of the things when we talk about the Christ cure, I can definitely relate to that as far as healing. But in this particular book, what's the focus of the book? I mean, what are people going to learn when they get into this?
Well, there's several things. First of all, I weave the life of the Apostle Paul through it, a man who's began searching after the Nazarenes, the Christians at that time, because he believed very strongly in his Jewish faith, and he felt that anybody was a threat to that. The Jews would be off again, wandering the desert for decades or have their cities torn down. When he was struck blind on the road to Damascus, he was out to arrest more Christians. He lost the people who would support the Jews. He was now with people who didn't trust him. And in the years coming, he had to escape towns. He was beaten with rods 3 times, whipped with lashes 5 times, 39 lashes, stoned and left for dead, floated around in the Mediterranean for a day and a half on a piece of wood, in a storm, robbed, chased. His life was amazing. And then also chained to a wall in a Roman prison for a couple of years, and, of course, this looming death sentence. He should have had every symptom of PTSD, the depression, the suicidality, maybe addictions, broken relationships, nightmares. But he didn't. And I was searching for a book to help guide me through my own recovering depression and problems. And I didn't find one that really talked about Paul. So this is what was inspired. I must say, I'm not a biblical scholar. This came to me through forces that I do not know. But in this, then, weaving other stories and taking people through 4 important steps, and that is building resilience. resilience before the battle. The characteristics and threats that we must have, the characteristics what we must have to fight back against threats. These are things like building our strength, self-discipline, humility, having goals. And then from that, then, arming ourselves with resistance, you know, the armor of God, to build our courage, to equip ourselves with fighting and endurance and perseverance, to have a community around us, and to understand the difference between being vigilant and being vulnerable. The next step, which Paul teaches us a lot about, is choosing hope instead of despair, choosing to heal. Whenever Jesus healed someone, it's always interesting. He said, do you want to be healed? Do you want to walk? Do you want to see? And that's an important choice. Another thing in recovery is choosing to feel guilt instead of shame. Guilt is, I made a mistake. Shame is, I am a mistake. God made a mistake when he made me, and you can't recover from that. And the fourth characteristic in recovery is choosing forgiveness. What I say is God forgives, others might, and I must. Otherwise, the person with trauma and depression and anxiety continues to beat themselves up. We continue to condemn ourselves, judge, jury, executioner, detective, all those things. But that's not what God wants of us. And he said repeatedly, I'm going to forgive you. You're forgiven. Paul talks about, by his stripes I am healed. And then in the renewal phase, and this is a very important one, because this is one where a lot of people don't get into, but those who have a faith can see this. Because most programs for drug addiction, et cetera, stop it. I'm in recovery for the rest of my life. That's important. But this one is the gift we've been given of people of faith, and that is to choose in renewal to now accept, to surrender to, having faith instead of doubt, to not just have faith in God, but secondly, is to trust in God, that God will be there, that life has meaning, even when we do not understand what it's about. The third thing is to accept God's grace and love instead of live in this emptiness. And the fourth thing is to then have a mission. Instead of wandering about, you know, we have a purpose in life that God has put us there. We don't always know what it is, and we sure wish we got a roadmap for that. But those are parts of those stages which I address in this book, filled with stories of characters from Job to Noah to Paul to Luke and Matthew, all those things to know this is not a recent discovery, but it's something that's out there that we have ignored as part of our healing process from trauma.
That makes a whole lot of sense. And the thing is that you're right about the isolationist and the things that happen. The bigger part of what I've seen since COVID, and you can comment on this, Dr. Tim, is the circumstances involving the focus groups who literally went in and researched this stuff and said, you know, 35% of the results that we found indicate that the best way to mess with this country and mess with people is to isolate them and turn them against each other, and we use a vaccine to do it. And if you're not vaccinated, then you're evil and you're going to kill grandma. And so they came up with all these excuses. This further caused trauma to the entire family unit, which is exactly what the devil wants, is to divide and conquer. So, you know, then it's like there was a minister in Tampa that tried to hold church services, and they came and arrested him and put him in jail. And I don't know whether he's going to sue the city of Tampa and the sheriff there, Chronister. I don't know whether he's going to sue him or not. We thought that, you know, these sheriffs were right thinking, that they were God fearing, that they really cared. You know, they're half of these people out here. And I wonder about the clergy, because if only one, I know there were other ministers around the country like Greg Locke and people like that, that continued to hold church services. And they actually called the sheriff and they said, we are not going to abide by this mandate, and we're going to continue to hold church services, and the place would pack out because there were people out there that actually believed and weren't going to be divided. Their faith was strong. It held strong. But very few members of the clergy actually got behind what these guys were doing. They didn't stand up. And so, you know, people like Clay Clark and such, when they're out there, they're actually going after clergy and saying, hey, you need to pull your head out of the sand, among other places, and get with it. Half of these people, I don't think, are equipped or trained to deal with trauma from a faith perspective, are they?
No, that's a great point. Of clergy, about 40% of people will turn towards clergy when they have concerns about mental health, et cetera. But only about 10% of clergy say that they feel comfortable and some expertise on counseling people through mental mental illness and mental stresses. Also, I should say, among psychologists and counselors, more than half of them do not even bring up religion and issues of faith, feeling like, well, you shouldn't talk about religion and politics in the counselor's office. I always ask my clients, do you belong to a certain religion? Are you a believer? Can we include that in our discussions? And actually, the majority of people want to have a discussion. Even when I work with active duty service members at Walter Reed Hospital, they said, yeah, I'd welcome discussion. Even those who are agnostic, who say, I don't have a particular faith, I'm not sure what to do. But what you're bringing up there in terms of what happened during COVID and part of our trauma, this clergy also believes that there's a trust we should have. They pray Sunday every week for them. They trust in institutions. And what we found is that was shattered. Okay, so we know that being in close proximity to someone with a disease, that the virus can spread it. What we now know is that being outside was one of the best things you could have done, but we were told you couldn't go outside. There was ways to have church services where people could be outside or separated from one another. There's ways to do that. But it went so far as it broke things down. And for the first time in the history of our country, we shut the doors of churches, and there should have been ways we could have worked around that in a dynamic way. But it, like you see, when governments can try and impose will upon people and break them, we see time and time again, go after the churches, go after the family. The very thing we need is what was broken down, and I think people are still reeling from that. That's why I believe what we need is this rebirth back to our faith. Things happen spontaneously, but we need to bring that back. In my book, I'm not here to try and have people born again or, run to be baptized. Even people who do not have a strong faith will find great value in what I wrote in this book and what I continue to write about and talk about in my own podcast on drtimmurphy.com. But we need to come back to that and stop ignoring the very thing that for thousands of years has been out there and has been the gift of God to us. Believe and you can be healed.
That is so true. The thing is, too, is that, we all succumbed at one point in time until we prayed about it and woke up and said, hey, wait a minute, something doesn't make sense here. And I think half of the battle is to get at the truth, and that's what the Word of God has always been about. When I was in the ministry, I was taught that it fits together like the hand and the glove. God has a purpose for everything he says in his Word. Where he says it, why he says it, how he says it, when he says it, and to whom he says it. And so, once we come to grips with that and we understand what the truth is, it helps us deal with things like PTSD. And the thing is it comes in all forms and not just to the military, but the rest of the population, I think, is suffering from it, too. Is that what you found in your studies?
Yes, the rest of the population, too. 70% of people have faced some significant traumatic event in their lives, and about 20% of them will have prolonged symptoms of trauma. So it really is there. I think all of us can search through our life and find it. Of three types, and this is important. One is it's that random, unpredictable event. It's the tornado, the hurricane, the crash that's out there. It's a sudden death of someone in our family. It's being fired. The second level is people who lead a life of risk, the soldier, the policeman, the fireman, and we recognize, you've got a risky life and something's going to happen and be prepared for it. But the third part, and this affects us all if we're honest and humble enough to admit it, is the self-inflicted trauma, the mistakes we made when our heart is hardened against someone else, the addictions, the alcohol, the gambling, the abuse, the addictions, the vices we turn towards. And when God speaks to us, sometimes it's in silence, like, go ahead, you got this, I told you what to do, go follow it. Sometimes there's a little tap on the shoulders that, you need to redirect your life, this isn't going well. And sometimes, quite frankly, we get hit upside the head with a 2x4 that says, I mean it, change your life, get it back together. It is when we are weak that that forces of evil love that, because they can get into us when we are most vulnerable. And that's what trauma can do to us. It can make us incredibly vulnerable. And that's when people turn away from their faith and say, well, if there was a God,
right,
God never would have let this happen to me. And
that's
a place we should go and have a strongest faith.
Well, see, the thing is it's amazing you should mention this about alcohol addictions. It's amazing that during the lockdown, the liquor stores were open, but the churches were closed. And it's like, wait a minute. Now, this is exactly why we have so many people sitting on the couch watching CNN lie to us, and while we're sitting there getting drunk, drinking away. And you know, half the people started to realize that, hey, maybe I do need to go outside. I need to work around in the yard. The weeds are getting bad. I need to plant a garden. I need to do something. Physical fitness, nutrition. You know, I can't get a decent night's sleep. I mean, this is vital to healing from trauma, is it not?
Yes. I mean, sleep is a very important part of healing from trauma. It's one of the symptoms that comes with PTSD, difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, sometimes not wanting to get out of bed in the morning. That's why so many people with trauma will turn towards drugs or alcohol for that. And yes, the liquor stores were open, the stripper bars were open, the areas of that. I'm just saying to people, it's okay if you go towards those the most base and vile parts of your life towards that, but not go into church. The point is, that was then, this is now. We need people of strong faith coming together. We need people reaching out to each other. We need people understanding we can be forgiven for what has happened to us. We have to support each other and get back to it. You've probably heard the comment, too, that churches are filled with a bunch of hypocrites. I don't want to go with those hypocrites. And the response to that is, no, it's not full of hypocrites. There's always room for you. There's always room for one more of us in there. And, of course, yeah. We're all hypocrites.
Yeah. We go to church on Sunday so we can pat ourselves on the back on the way out the door and sin the rest of the week. I hear it all. You and I have both heard it all, Dr. Tim. The bigger thing is, I think what happened in America right now and what is going on with this tit for tat and this political blowback, we're constantly having like this Justin Jones that just got booted from the Tennessee legislature. They're about to let back in, is sitting there saying that the Tennessee legislature is trying to push the GOP side of it, wants civil war. And I'm like, my God, whose side are you on? You know, we're supposed to be a God-based, faith-based society. And we've got all these politicians out there that continue like Biden driving the wedge. And he's supposed to be our commander in chief, but unfortunately, that's not what's happening here. But the thing is that now this country is faced with something very serious, and that is that the individuals within it have trust issues. How do we overcome that?
Well, I believe that maybe we cannot. I mean, I'm not a believer. We need to have a civil war in these things, but we certainly need to have a battle of faith, that those are people who are strong of faith, to not give up, to pray, to act, to teach, to be good mentors, to be good models, to work towards healing ourselves and healing each other. Time and time again, when churches and religions have been under attack, it's been times when churches and religions grow the strongest. You can see that historically. They may have gone underground. They may have hidden. But that is when people really come together and recognize that is where our strength comes from. And that's where I hope people continue to work to build that and support each other as we go through these troubles, which will continue for a while. Let's not kid ourselves. That to say that you are a believer in God is something that people attack. To believe, believer in religion, people attack. To believe in a certain faith. All those things is under attack now. But we cannot cower from that. We cannot listen to propaganda. People say, well, you've got a phobia and that stuff too. But you know what? There's a Christophobia out there. And people are Christophobic about this. And we need to believe anyways and show our belief and be good examples of love and not fall prey to the distortions that are out there. That is where I see that part of the reason where I think people have so much depression, anxiety, is if we let students pray, if we let people pray, if we encourage people to use faith as part of their healing, we would do better. Now, I should say, when it comes to trauma, I'm not saying we will forget everything that's happened to us, because really when trauma occurs, it's almost like a photograph in our brain. Literally, there's changes in the brain cells, which make those images very strong, and add to it almost a flashbulb memory of the sight, sound, smell, taste, touch of those traumatic moments. We can remember exactly what was going on down to insignificant detail. I cannot change that has occurred, that past, that history is what Jesus told us. You can't change the past, and don't worry about the future. It'll take care of itself. But what happens is we have this loop memory where we go over and over and over again. We beat ourselves up thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of times by thinking, if only I hadn't done this, if only this didn't happen to me, I could be healed. We can change that. We can change that aspect of us. And the third part is what I call reaction. We get caught up with our own depression, our anxiety. And the, part of the way of dealing with this is acceptance. This is what has happened to us. And then committing to a better future, a better faith, a stronger relationship with family, stop isolating, stop turning away from it. Those are all elements that I know we can use. This is a gift that's been given to us as an option if we're willing to accept the faith and the trust in this and do the work necessary. We will become a stronger people and a stronger nation despite what other people are trying to do to us.
Yeah, and that's the thing about what other people are trying to do, because mostly everything and a lot of our listeners that call the show, a lot of the focus is in the family. And I remember a long time ago there was a show that was on called Focus in the Family, which I'm sure you remember that one.
Yes.
The
sure
big
once, yes.
Yeah, it was a great show. And I always used to like to listen to it because it did give you inspiration. The thing is in this day and age, I find that there are too few family members that are willing to reach out because they've pretty much given up on everybody else. You have half the family that's vaccinated, and they are so brainwashed and convinced that the other half of the family that believed in God, that did not get the jab, that they are doing the wrong thing, that they're not following like the purser on the Poseidon Adventure where he's going to the opposite end of the ship and Gene Hackman yelling, "That end of the ship is underwater. What are you doing?" And they just didn't want to listen. They were so brainwashed into this thing, and that's part of the trauma and the tragedy of this entire scenario, especially when it comes to the inner workings of the family. And for those of us that are out there listening to this thing, I've had a lot of listeners call this show, Dr. Tim, which is why I'm focusing specifically in this particular area, because something inspires me to ask certain questions to help our listeners out. And that's how we overcome the obstacle of the ability to reach out to other members of the family to try to promote this healing you're talking about.
Yeah, well, reaching out to other members is absolutely key in this. And we can make some important things out of our life. Families are very important, even if you don't have a family. This is where people within churches can become part of your family. Don't isolate. Don't give up. Don't back down. Even Jesus, when he sent the apostles out, let's face it, now he chose the prime ones. He said, go out in two by two. Don't do this alone. When Paul went out to talk to people, he always went with someone else, with Barnabas or Mark or someone. All of us need that, too. What your radio show provides for people is a family as well, a place where people can connect and feel networked and feel that I'm not alone and I can do things. It's a powerful force. Don't ever give up on it. God loves us. He wants us to be whole. He wants us to be healed, and we should be doing that for each other.
We should be. And the thing is a lot of people are scared to call the show because they don't want to be isolated and they're afraid to plug in their satellite because they think the government is going to listen to everything they say. They've actually become paranoid. And that is part of this equation. It's one of the reasons why we have this book out that we had to ask Dr. Tim to come on and talk about. It's called The Christ Cure, 10 Biblical Ways to Heal from Trauma, Tragedy, and Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder. So, we are out of time for this segment. Dr. Tim, I thank you so much for being on the show. Where can you get the book?
My website, drtimmurphy.com. That's drtimmurphy.com. So you can have a link to there. But also, really, any place that sells books, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, online things, please get it, read it. I'd love to hear what you think about it.
And sounds good.
Have a great day, and God bless you in your work.
God bless you, too. We appreciate that. We'll be back with more news in your phone calls after these words. Stay with us.
We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars, and when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, it's Joyce Reilly with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, you know, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Yes, friend.
Power to the people.
And you are my friend.
Power to the people.
This is Feel Good Friday.
Power to the people.
And we're on the Power Hour.
Power to the people.
32 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time, Friday, April 14th, 2023, as we kick off our last segment here of the Power Hour. That was a little inspirational out there for Feel Good Friday, right? Dr. Tim Murphy out there. Remember that book now. You've got to get it. Go out and get a copy. You might even get one, an extra copy for a loved one in the family that needs this same kind of healing. It's called The Christ Cure, 10 Biblical Ways to Heal from Trauma, Tragedy, and PTSD. And I can tell you, you know, being up on stage with that woman from Michigan, I'm never going to forget that as long as I live. Because, see, any little thing like that, an outburst like that, and she sat there and professed that she had PTSD. She lost a loved one. I get it. I don't think anybody in the audience of the hundreds of people that were there were surprised that she exploded and blew up at me when I said, hey, your time is, you know, we got other people that got to speak. And she didn't want to hear it. There's a lot of people out there that are programmed like that. And they just blow as soon as you push their hot button. I know you know people. If you're listening to the show, you know people just like that. That just as soon as you mention anything or get close to them, kaboom, out it comes. And it's a sad state of affairs, and they need healing. They really do. And there's some people, I still have people I know that were so traumatized by Hurricane Katrina back in August of 2005. How many years has it been? Do the math. They're still talking about it. it impacted them so much because their house just completely got flattened. They can't let go. And see, if you don't have something that you can hang on to, like the like Jesus Christ, if you don't have the Word of God or something that you can, you know, God does not want us to be stupid about anything. We were given a sound mind and the opportunity to live an abundant life. And see, when you let the bird get in your head and you sit around having a woe is me pity party, Satan wins. It's that simple. I wish I could make it more simple. But see, the thing is, when you give in to the bird and the bird gets in the belfry, this is when you have problems. And this is why people, this is why you see the suicide rate goes up, because nobody's reaching out to people who really need it. And that's part of the family unit. And see, when the schools can come in and sit there and tell your kid you need to turn into a tranny and you need to wear a chest binder and you need to become a boy, you know, this is just crazy. It's craziness. And it's the bird getting into your kid's head, because these kids are at an age where they're completely moldable. Their minds can be shaped. And literally, I think half the time public schools spend their time turning children against their parents. I'm sorry, I hate to say that. And there's going to be some teachers out there that are going to take issue with me. Not all teachers are like that. But when you get school boards like Loudoun County, Virginia, and places like up in Maine, which we just heard about on the news, and we had a woman, you know, get up there. You know, what's really funny is that when you get up in front of a crowd and you're speaking in front of a school board, you bring a script. What do you think that tells the people sitting behind the desks at the school board meeting when you have to have a script in front of, and you're standing up there like this reading your script crying, and it's like, hey, shut up. If you really believe in what you're saying, you don't need a script. I will tell you right now what the book of God says is that what you speak is your business. What comes out of your mouth is God's business. And those words will be on your lips when you get up there to make your stand, whether it's a school board, a judge in a traffic ticket, whatever the case may be, the words you choose are God's. What comes out, the speech patterns, the formation of what you are saying as your lips move, that's your business. This is what they teach people. In certain classes, when they teach you how to speak in tongues, this is something that happened on the day of Pentecost that is talked about in the book of Acts. Yes, I do. Speaking in tongues is also one of the nine manifestations of the Spirit talked about in 1 Corinthians 12 through 14. If you can't do it and speak in tongues to yourself, hold on. I just did. And the thing is, I don't have to speak it out loud because you think I was an idiot and I was just babbling. This is what the Bible says. You start speaking in tongues in a crowd of people and they're going, oh, there's a whack out. Quick, you know, somebody give him some drugs. See, this is the way the world is programmed. We don't have to be like that. You are better than them. Greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. Remember that? You know, these Bible verses, they sometimes just come into my head. God gives me inspiration. Remember what I said about what you speak? How you speak is your business. What you speak is God's. This is exactly what's coming out of my mouth right now. I'm saying what God is motivating me to say right now. Here we have the courts. Believe it or not, the Rutherford Institute just came out with a very interesting article, which we're including in our email blast. It's going to totally blow your mind. There is a minister. The Rutherford Institute is challenging a 5-year restraining order against a street preacher who has been threatened with arrest after citing Bible verses on social media to express his moral concerns about a church that endorses same-sex marriage and raising awareness about a public drag queen performance that occurred in front of children. Rich Penkoski is out there. He's speaking the truth, and they don't like it. Yep, the courts don't like it. He's been threatened. We have a clear First Amendment right to publicly recite Bible verses that reflect their concerns about moral issues of the day without being accused of stalking, harassing, or terrorizing those who are offended by the sentiments. This according to constitutional attorney John W. Whitehead, president of the Rutherford Institute and author of Battlefield America, The War and the American People, who we've had on the show multiple times. We'll have him back on again, trust me. The thing is if we're not constantly being alerted to what is going on around us, sometimes we just get a little numb. And I understand that. Being numb is not an issue in this day and age. We can't continue to be that way. Lawyers for Army Sergeant Daniel Perry, by the way, accused Travis County District Attorney Jose Garza of tampering and retaliating against a detective witness. They say the DA prevented the detective from presenting evidence to the grand jury supporting Perry's self-defense. That's called exculpatory evidence, folks. And when you stop that from happening, you have committed prosecutorial misconduct. And this is typical of Soros-backed DAs across the country. It's pretty crazy out there, isn't it? That's why we have these conversations. Reach all the way up to the 49th state, Alaska. Mike is up there holding. What's going on, sir?
Good morning, David. Yes, love listening to your show. We need more people like you on the air and around the country broadcasting freedom. And I'm so sick of this country, not our country, but our government. Every agency has been corrupted, David. And I was just talking to Brady, and we were talking about how we could help this country out if we had a stable government. But like when Trump was pushing, our country was so much more stable when Trump was in there. Even though he wasn't perfect, he's a human being, and everybody's got to remember he was a Democrat most of his life, and he wasn't a politician. So I think his third win will be very productive. But you know, the Treasury could recall, as it's bringing in old bills, or they could recall without printing, without coming up with a whole new currency, they could add a holographic stamp on the bills that say redeemable in silver and gold. And that instantly would give value to the fiat dollar. This dollar's worthless. Everybody knows it's worthless. There's no value in a corrupt government's word that they're going to pay back their debt. No. How are you going to pay back a debt when you keep adding to it? That our government is so freaking corrupt. If people realized, the people need to realize that trip to Ireland, we know, Brady and I have known for a long time that we don't have the real Biden in there. It's not the real Biden, period. But anyway, that trip to Ireland, you know, when they land, when they do the pre-landing with the C-5 Galaxies and all the cargo trucks, what they're doing is loading up pallets of money that was sent to Ukraine for the war effort. They're laundering money, and they're bringing it back. They ship it to Ukraine, and they bring it back to European countries, and they load on. This is just a trip for Biden to bring back, you know, who knows how many billions of dollars. Those take that amount of money, pallets of money, like your previous caller was saying, why are the Navy SEALs weighing up pallets of money? Well, they want to know how many they can get on a C-5 Galaxy, or maybe even Air Force Two. Maybe Air Force Two, when it comes back, is loaded with money. But our government is so corrupt. And there's only one thing right now that everybody in this country should be talking about, and that's Dominion electronic voting machines, the Sequoia voting machines. Congress, Marjorie Taylor Greene has totally let me down. I supported her. I gave her I sent her money twice because she promised they were going to impeach Biden. No, they're not doing an effing thing.
No,
to impeach anybody. Mayorkas, none of them. And until they do that, until Congress defunds Dominion voting, we're not going to, it's going to get worse. Biden's going to get back in, or even worse, Gavin Newsom, and this country's going to go straight to freaking hell. And if we don't get this vote, if we don't get the vote secure, we're doomed. That's all anybody should be talking about. Look at Wisconsin now. They're going to put a voting box, a mail ballot drop box on every corner. And that's what we're looking at, David. We're looking at another 4 years of Biden. With 6 more years of Biden, there's not going to be anything left of this country right now.
They're going to spend a trillion dollars.
They're going to spend $1 trillion rebuilding Ukraine. They're not going to get Ukraine back. Ukraine always has belonged to the Russians. It used to be called White Russia.
Yep.
I have old maps. It used to be called White Russia. It is the home place of Russia. Russia's going to take it. They've already our troops have been there since 2014, like Brady's been saying. And but anyway, I plan on mining a lot of gold, as much as I can get my hands on up here. And I am going to ship raw gold to Brady. He's going to have nuggets and flakes and powder. He's going to sell raw gold at a discount.
Well, I'll tell
you
what.
Really good discount.
Mike, I want Brady to get on the phone and call our producer and become a partner here if you guys really want to help our audience out. Because, you know, there is an outlet. There's an outlet, and you guys need to help us out here. We need to keep the word out.
Yeah, so what we plan on doing is donating gold to your operation so that you can give it to somebody that's deserving and promote your show and to help people out. And I am going to, as soon as possible, I'm not guaranteeing what time it's going to be, but I'm going to send you some gold that you could auction off or do whatever to promote freedom. Because I'm sick of it. The way to do it is
to keep this show on the air, Mike. This is how we're going to do it, is we got to keep the show on the air no matter what. So,
absolutely,
you know, everything you donate, I mean, the power of the pen, so to speak, I mean, we're the digital audio format of that, but the power of the pen is the most important thing right now, as long as we have a constitution. And you and I both know that.
Absolutely.
I don't think there's any argument at all there.
Well, we need to bring industry back to America. We need freedom to be opened up, and all they're doing is they're tightening down the clamps and the vise on our necks right now. California started it. California is an asshole. They started it by stopping all logging, all mining, all ranching, and the hunters. They bought into this. Oh, little environmentalists, hunter conservationists. Well, now they're coming after the hunters. They're closing down their hunting ground.
Mike, you ready for this? Remember this? A federal appeals court has upheld a California law that bans, are you ready for this? Honking your car horn, except when reasonably needed to warn of a safety hazard.
I mean to tell you, you
think about the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, as whacked out as these people are. They issued a ruling against Susan Porter, who was cited for honking her horn in support of protesters.
Well, you know what? That's because, David, when you get carjacked, you're not supposed to honk your horn, and that way the guy won't get arrested. You can't save yourself when you're getting carjacked down in L.A. I grew up in L.A. I used to deliver newspapers for 25 years through Compton, Watts, South Central. I know what changed that with that. That town used to be, in the 60s and 70s, L.A. used to be awesome. It used to be fun to go to the beach every day and go surfing, but now you can't go down to the beach without getting cancer. 14 lifeguards came down with cancer in 1 year.
Or as Tommy Chong would say, not anymore, man. You know, you can't go there. Mike, I appreciate it. We got calls stacking up here. Darlene in Indiana, how are you?
I hope all the callers are as well. On these windmills, you know, these 3 or 4-bladed windmills that are all across the country.
Right.
They need to be replaced with James McCanney's windmill.
I think so.
You know, and it's a successful windmill that James McCanney has. The ones we have are not successful.
This is true.
And then on another note, I have to say I'm so happy that you taught me the word, or someone taught me on your show, hospital homicide. Because I'm using it on the Medicare contractors that call me, and they hang up on me now.
That would be me and Carolyn Blakeman, because I'll tell you what, going down there and seeing all those families of victims that were murdered in hospitals and having Scott Shara on the phone, I'm telling you, it's been an eye-opener.
I would imagine it has been, because, and it's not over, you know. I think the funding might be over, that I don't know. Now, my aunt was in the hospital 2 times in the last month, and they did not test her for COVID. So I don't know if the money ran out or what happened.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's just something that to get it. You always have to keep an eye on these people now. Chuck, you were talking in the last half hour about having trust issues. I mean, there you go. So, I appreciate that. And thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome.
Glad we made an impact.
Good one.
God bless you. Have a great weekend. Patrice in Ohio, how are you?
Good morning. Thank God it's Friday.
Yeah. Thank God it's Friday. What's going on in your world?
Well, isn't voting for Trump like the definition of insanity?
You're
going to do the same thing and expect a different result?
Yeah, it could be. That's the problem. You see, right now what's going on.
I don't think anybody gets elected. I don't think anybody gets elected. I think they get selected.
That could be.
So,
part of our process.
I think it's highly likely.
Yep. Well, and here's the thing. Right now what's going on.
There's another thing about Trump I want to tell you, though.
Go ahead. I'm all ears.
The word is. It is for sure documented that his little son-in-law, Jared Kushner, was backed by George Soros. And it's also understood that George Soros has funded previous Trump projects in the past.
Well, if Trump was a Democrat
Trust no one. Trust no one.
No, I get it.
So we're going to take over the government. We're going to kick everybody out, and we're going to restructure it. That's the answer. We got to get it back. You got to blow it up to dismantle it and start from the ground up.
Okay, we'll leave it at that. I appreciate your input.
Meaning you have to not physically blow it up.
I knew where you were going. I just wanted to make sure that, those that are out there listening don't think you're some sort of whack job. You have a sound mind, Patrice. We know that, all right? I get it. I hear the frustration in your voice. I really do. And we appreciate your calling up and chiming in on that. This is the thing, folks. What's going on right now, and I've got a couple of minutes to talk about it before we conclude our show today, is what's going on with Trump. Now, you know that Letitia James, the New York Attorney General, has come after him again. He's going to have to do another deposition, and this is involving Jared and Ivanka. All of it is all part of this thing. What they're doing is the old rope-a-dope. You got Bragg right now fighting Congress. You got Bragg fighting Trump. You got all this confusion going on. And what they're doing is they're trying to, and you've got what? You got the classified document scandal going on. There's multiple things. You got Stormy Daniels and the payments going on with the Bragg grand jury and all these other brain deads that just decided they were going to convict him right there. And then they're going to convict him in the media. This is all to throw the Trump campaign off their solid footing. They're going to be pulling this guy in so many different directions. He's not going to go which way's up. And not only that, but look at how much money he's spending defending himself on how many various fronts. And they're going to keep this up. This is all by design to further irritate and give the media something to talk about, because the left-wing media has all been programmed on what to say, how to say it. So, if you're not cognizant of all of this that's happening, if I'm off, you let me know. You support at thepowerhour.com. I got time over the weekend to read your emails. But if you think I'm off base here in what I'm saying about what they're doing to Trump right now, they're trying to throw him off his footing. Right now, he's trying to stand his ground and do whatever it is to make America great again. And you can hang your hat on that, or you can say, hey, wait a minute. There's a whole bunch of things he didn't do. We have these trust issues. This is why I brought it up with Dr. Tim Murphy. We have to get past this point, because as long as we are divided, we are not going to stand. You know that. I don't have to be the preacher of that logic. We already know that if we don't stand, we're going to fall. And people have to get emboldened these days, not just to stand out there and say, I'm a tranny and I'm going to wear whatever if I want to. And I don't have to drink Bud Light and I'm going to protest and put this company out of business by not drinking their beer. This is how, if what they're saying is true about all the money and about the money laundering, you got to wonder about all of these things. We just had an NBC news anchor just drop dead, as a matter of fact, at age 42. Makes you wonder why. See, the jab, that's another thing we got to worry about in the background. And who promoted it? Who promoted Operation Warp Speed? Trump. So you see, when it comes to trust issues, we don't, like Patrice said, you don't know who to trust. And this is where we're going to have to trust God. Numero uno, you're going to have to put your faith in him first, and you're going to have to get right with him, and then pray to him for a decision. Get your head real clear over the weekend and pray about this as to what your next moves are going to be, because everything that we do from this point forward up until November of 2024 is going to make the biggest difference this country has ever seen and ever known. It is all up to us, we the people, to make a difference. And if we just sit back and say, let somebody else do it, we're no better off. And what's the thing I've always said on the show? If you don't do, you get what you get. That's our show for today, folks. Dave Krieger with you. It's been so great having you on this week. Support the Power Hour. The Power Mall is open right now. Order the good stuff today. Get your Nuke Protect. Get stocked up. All the good stuff, right? We've got it all there. 877-817-9829 is the number to call. Help us out. In the meantime, we'll be back on Monday with more of the Power Hour. God bless you. God bless the United States of America. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday. Take care. Who is bigger than the heavens? And the lover of my soul. Creator God, he is Yahweh. Great I am, he is Yahweh. The Lord of all, he is Yahweh. So Sharon, he is Yahweh. Righteous Son, he is Yahweh. The three in one, he is Yahweh.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall here to tell you about a North American urban spice product called Chaga Max. This product is considered SOD or superoxide dismutase. This is an enzyme found in all living cells. SOD helps break down potentially harmful oxygen molecules in cells. Chaga Max is fortified with the powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chaga Max by calling 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.